This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the great topic, the greatness of the death of Jesus Christ for us. Already we have seen these reasons why the death of Christ was great. It was great because he didn't face death except by his own volition, that is, by his own will. He was not forced to die. He could have avoided it. We have also studied the fact that his death was great because he knew that his death definitely would occur. As he lived his life on earth, and the Bible says of him that he steadfastly set his face toward Jerusalem, meaning that he faced the death that was waiting for him there, he knew quite certainly that he was going to die. In contrast sometimes to the sacrifices that we make, when we feel that possibly we may escape death, we may make an effort at sacrifice and still not pay the supreme penalty. In the third place, we have pointed out that Jesus' death was great because he could have had no motive other than pure love and mercy. We may die because we deserve to die, or we may die because we're doing something selfish, and in the midst of it, somehow or other, our life is taken from us. But this is not the case with Jesus. He died in spite of the fact that he had done nothing wrong ever. He died because of our sins. He died to give us a way out of our sins. As Luke chapter 19 and verse 10 declares, he came to seek and to save the lost. His very mission into the world was to save lost men, to give us a way out of what we justly deserve, that is, eternal banishment from God, eternal punishment, as Paul indicated in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. And now we continue with the fourth point of the greatness of Jesus, why it was great. It was great because we, not he, were the cause of the situation which required a death. All of us have sinned, that is, all of us of accountable age. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And Paul goes on in the same book in the 6th chapter in the 23rd verse to make clear that the wages of sin is death. All of us of accountable age have sinned, and we therefore all deserve to die. We all deserve to be punished forever. But this is not the case with Jesus. He was not guilty of any sin whatever. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. The greatness of his death, then, is seen in the fact that we, not he, were the cause of the situation which required a death. He had to die to shed his blood if we were to have a Savior. In the fifth place, his death was great because he not only bore punishment, that is, the punishment of sin, but also the guilt of sin. He suffered on the cross. And as the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament declared in a prophecy concerning his death in Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 6, said, among other things, "There was laid upon him the iniquity of us all." In the sixth place, his death was great because he was denied all the helps and alleviations which, in other cases, made death to be less than death. You know, when you go to the hospital and you realize that you're facing surgery, perhaps, from which you shall never awaken on this side of eternity, still you can have the comfort of realizing that you may die with your family at your bedside, or you may die with your brethren in Christ praying for you. You may die with medical experts, doctors and nurses, and others doing all they can to save your life or to alleviate your suffering. And you may die with the knowledge that the Lord will be with you, that you will not have to cross Jordan alone if indeed you are a faithful servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. But not so with Jesus. His friends forsook him, his enemies taunted, and even God had to forsake him in that hour. For Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And so his death was great because he was denied all the helps and alleviations which in other cases made death to be less than death. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back next time when we continue our study of the greatness of the death of Christ. And until then, may God bless and keep you is my prayer.